seconds and counting. The guidance system will go in.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Pet Airways is the first airline for pets only. This innovative business was started when Dan Weissel and Alyssa Binder were flying and became worried about their dog Zoe, which was in the cargo area beneath the plane. Was the dog safe? Was the dog comfortable? Well, it turns out a lot of other people have the same concern for their pet when they travel, and that's why Pet Airways is continuing to grow in popularity. Right now, let's learn about these Pet Airway fans and a few of the critics on the right side of page 18.
Pet Airways. Fans and critics. Pet Airways has won the love of pet owners. It has over 14,000 Facebook fans and 4,000 followers on Twitter. But the company also has critics. Some people view an airline for pets as silly. Others question whether it will succeed. Those who work for Pet Airways view their service as anything but silly. Pets deal with temperature extremes and air pressure changes when flying with cargo. Airlines may even lose pets on occasion.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and welcome to our second day of this very special travel article where we're talking about Pet Airways. Yesterday, we learned that Pet Airways is a special airline for pets, for animals like cats and dogs, that people can have them flown on this airplane to the destination and their owners can pick them up when they get there. And it was all started by a couple who was worried about their dog Zoe when she had to fly with the cargo. But as we mentioned yesterday, not everyone is a fan of Pet Airways. There are also critics out there.
And a critic is someone who says that they don't approve of something. They probably don't like it, and they are talking about reasons why they don't like something. So we would have fans, who would be people who are for Pet Airways. They think Pet Airways is a great idea. And then there are critics. There are people who are not for Pet Airways, and they are talking about why it's not a good idea.
Well, let's start by talking about some of the fans of Pet Airways. Pet Airways has won the love of pet owners. Now, this makes good sense. People who have animals who love their pets would want to make sure that their pets are traveling in comfort and that they are safe. In fact, Pet Airways has so many fans that over 14,000 follow it on Facebook, and they have 4,000 followers on Twitter. Now, this seems like there are a lot of people who really like Pet Airways.
It certainly sounds that way. I mean, it's very popular on Facebook and Twitter. 14,000 followers, that's a lot of followers, I think. And my guess is the majority of these followers would be pet owners. Pet Airways has won the love of pet owners. That means that Pet Airways has worked for and earned the love of people who own pets.
But the company also has some critics, some people who don't really care for Pet Airways. Some people view an airline for pets as silly. They think that it's not necessarily. They almost think it's kind of a funny idea. And others question whether or not it will succeed. Maybe they say, Is there really enough business to fill an entire organization of just flying pets from place to place? They really question whether it's necessary.
And those comments make a lot of sense. I can understand why a critic would raise those issues. Those who work for Pet Airways view their service as anything but silly. Now let's take a deeper look at that sentence and the phrases in that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about Pet Airways and how cats and dogs can now fly the skies on their own airline. Well, my pet cat and I are on our way to Los Angeles, and I was able to book a flight on Pet Airways for my cat. So he's going to be a passenger. We still have a few minutes before the airport shuttle comes by to pick us up, so let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Those who work for Pet Airways view their service as anything but silly. Notice the phrase, anything but. It's an idiom that means definitely not or not at all. So another way to say today's sentence would be, those who work for Pet Airways definitely do not view their service as silly. Use this idiom when you want to show emphasis on how a particular description or characteristic is not the case for something or someone. For example, let's say you have a coworker who is very hardworking, but for some reason, some people think he's lazy. You want to defend this coworker, so you can say, he is anything but lazy. Or let's say you had attended a party and had a horrible time. So you can tell your friends, the party was anything but fun. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, please turn to today's grammar tip section and you'll find some more example sentences there. Oh, and I think I see my airport shuttle. It's coming, so I'll go ahead and say goodbye for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time.
So Pet Airways views their company as anything but silly. They defend it. They think it's a good idea for many reasons. For example, pets deal with temperature extremes when they have to fly with the cargo, and an extreme is just a situation which is as great as it can possibly be, especially when we're talking about opposites. So the animals who have to fly with the cargo might experience very, very hot temperatures, or very freezing cold temperatures, and their body has to quickly adjust to those. So that's one reason Pet Airways decided to create their own airline. They also have to deal with air pressure changes, Chip.
Right. I think most of us understand that here on the ground or at sea level, the air pressure is different than it is at a higher altitude. When you fly up very high in a plane, the air pressure is different up very high. There's less oxygen in the air. So if a pet is flying in the cargo section of the plane, the pet needs to deal with those air pressure changes.
So air pressure changes, temperature extremes, it doesn't sound like a very comfortable flying experience. Hence, Pet Airways. Now, this next part is a little bit disturbing. It says that airlines may even lose pets on occasion. They may lose them. They might get lost on occasion. And if it happens on occasion, how often is that, Chip?
Well, that means sometimes. That means not very often. But it does happen. And I think if I were a pet owner, that would concern me. I would be a little angry if an airline lost my pet.
And that would concern me as well, and I would hate to think of that happening to anyone, but it does happen on occasion. So in order to avoid all of these things from happening, in order to give pets and pet owners a more comfortable airplane ride, and so that the owners don't worry and get nervous the whole time, Pet Airways was born and they took off, and they do not think that their organization, their company, is silly. Right now, we're going to visit the chat room and take a break, but we'll be back to learn more about this airline.
Hey, Ashley, I just got an email that says you invited me to be your friend on Facebook.
Yes, Ken, it's time for us to be friends on Facebook. Will you be my friend?
Why, of course. You know, I was just reading about Facebook in today's Studio Classroom article, and it says that Pet Airways has 14,000 Facebook fans and 4,000 followers on Twitter. But I don't understand what they mean by fans and followers.
I think Doris has arrived from her flight. Let's ask her.
Well, hello there. In English, we often use the expression, I'm a fan of, or I'm a follower of, to show that we really like something. You know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook and Twitter. And if you really like a group on that side, you can choose to be a fan or a follower of it. Well, I need to go and unpack. See you again soon, though.
Very interesting. Ashley, I've heard people having fan clubs. Are there any follower clubs?
No, Ken. Even though the fan and follower have similar meanings, we can only say fan club, not follower club.
So are you a fan of anything?
Well, Ken, I've always been a fan of poetry. I love poetry because it plays with language, and there are deeper meanings communicated in the way you arrange the words.
I'm also a fan of poetry. Hey, do you write any poems?
I do. Do you want to hear one of my poems?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, let me go find it.
Okay. Fan 就是俗称的粉丝，像一个影迷、棒球迷、篮球迷，这些都是不同的 fans。Fans 也可以叫做 follower， 就是追随者。那有一些明星的粉丝还会成立 fan clubs， 就是粉丝后援会。若是你对某一件事很着迷，你就可以说 I'm a fan of 某样东西。比如说，如果你很喜欢日本的动漫，你就是 a fan of anime。Ashley 她喜欢诗，所以她是 a fan of poetry。当然，在空中英语教室，我们都希望你是 a fan of English。我们下次见。
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Well, if your pet is traveling in the plane's cargo area, then there are some real concerns for the comfort and safety of your furry friend. Once in a while, sadly, because of temperature and pressure problems, animals have been known to die. Well, when you buy your pet a plane ticket for Pet Airways, you can have peace of mind knowing that your pet is safe and comfortable. You might be wondering, how much does a ticket cost? Well, let's find out right now as we continue on line 11.
Pet Airways. With one-way tickets starting at $149, Pet Airways provides a less frightening option. And pet owners have responded. The first 2 months of flights quickly sold out. Pet Airways is growing and plans to serve 25 U.S. cities within 3 years. Furthermore, the airline considers international travel a long-term goal. A dog named Ellie recently flew across America on Pet Airways. When Ellie's owner came to pick her up, she ran to say goodbye to Captain Weisel. For Pet Airways, having happy and contented passengers is the company's greatest reward.
Welcome back. We're talking about Pet Airways and some of the things that make Pet Airways a good idea. So maybe if you have a pet and you are planning to travel within the United States, from maybe Chicago to Los Angeles, maybe you are interested in knowing how much these tickets are.
Yes, that's one important question to ask. How much does this cost? Because I know, as a traveler, that flying on an airplane can sometimes be very, very expensive. Is it the same way for animals if you fly your pet on Pet Airways? Well, according to our article, one-way tickets start at $149 US. So that would be if you wanted to fly your pet to one location, it would cost you at least $149. And then if you wanted to fly your pet back, it would cost you at least another $149. So it does cost you money, but as we know, it provides a less frightening option for owners and their pets.
Right. You wouldn't have to be afraid that your pet might get lost, or that your pet might have to deal with temperature extremes or air pressure changes that could cause some stress with your pet. And pet owners have responded. So they have learned about Pet Airways, and they have responded. How so, Chels?
Well, they responded by buying tickets the first 2 months that the flights were available. Our text tells us that those flights quickly sold out. So it seems like there are enough people out there, enough pet owners, who think this is a very good option for their pets, that they bought tickets and the airline actually sold out. So this is very, very good business.
Right. If they sold out quickly, that means they sold all of their available tickets very quickly. So there were no empty seats on these first Pet Airways flights.
Right. They had plenty of passengers to fill the carriers. And so Pet Airways really took off. And I think maybe for people who think that Pet Airways is silly or not necessary, if they knew this information, they might change their minds. Now, because of the success of the first couple of months of Pet Airways, Pet Airways has decided that they can go ahead and grow, and they're going to grow by serving how many U.S. cities? Right now, they're only in 3.
Right. Well, their goal is to grow so that they can serve 25 U.S. cities, and here, very quickly, here within the next 3 years. So they expect to continue growing very quickly, to go from 3 U.S. cities to 25 U.S. cities in 3 years. That would be pretty remarkable.
That would be remarkable, but that's not their only goal. Our text says furthermore, or in addition, the airline considers international travel a long-term goal. That means if you are going to leave your home country and fly to a different country and you want to take your pet with you, that might be an option on down the road. Now, a long-term goal is not a goal that happens very quickly or happens overnight. In fact, Chip, how long does a long-term goal usually take?
Well, here, a long-term goal is probably a goal that is way off in the distant future. So, definitely longer than the next 3 years, or further away than the next 3 years. So, a long-term goal out in the future. Another way to use a long-term goal, or another way to use that phrase, long-term, is to refer to a goal that you will keep for a long time. So if someone were to ask me about my long-term goal, I might think that they're asking me about my career. What career will I have in the future for a long time?
Okay, so this is a long-term goal. I think their first priority right now is to make their business grow in America, grow out among 25 different cities, and then maybe way in the future, they will have international travel for dogs. Speaking of dogs, let's learn about a special dog named Ellie, who recently flew across America on Pet Airways. This is a pretty cute story, Chip. What happened when Ellie finally landed, the plane got to where it was going, and her owner came to pick her up? What did Ellie do?
Well, when Ellie's owner came to pick her up, she ran to say goodbye to the captain of the plane. So for Pet Airways, having happy and contented passengers is the company's greatest reward. And it sounds like Ellie is an example of a happy and contented passenger.
She is. She was so happy with the flight that she went, and probably licked the captain or something to show that she enjoyed the flight. And if you're contented, that just is another way of saying that you're happy and satisfied. We might also say she was happy and content. So, Pet Airways is a new and up and coming company for pets. We hope that you enjoyed learning about it, and maybe someday you'll fly your own pet on Pet Airways.
Howdy! What are you doing at the computer?
Facebook.
Facebook? Look at this! Pet Airways has 4,000 fans! But I think Pet Airways is silly.
Critic.
Well, I don't want to be a critic, but give me one reason this company will succeed.
Flying is comfortable.
Oh, pets won't suffer from temperature extremes.
Flying is safe.
Pets in the cabin is less frightening than other options.
It's cheaper.
Only $149. That's a good deal.
Let's go.
Let's book a flight.
Hooray!
Sorry. The tickets are all sold out.
Aw, too bad.
Look! International travel is their long-term goal.
Overseas.
Let's take a trip to Asia. Would you like that, Howdy?
Hot dog.
Get your passport, Howdy, and pack your bags. We're flying to Asia.
I love Pet Airways.
You love Pet Airways, don't you, Howdy? So do I. And I love you, too.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 extreme 这个名词。extreme 当名词是指极端或者是极端的事情或行为。例如 ，He experienced the extremes of wealth and poverty during his life。他在人生中经历了极度的富裕与贫穷。或者是 ，She took her anger to the extreme and harmed a lot of people。他让他的愤怒一发不可收拾。伤害了许多的人。Extreme 也可以当形容词，也就是指极端的，例如 extreme tolerance 极度的忍耐。继续我们看的是 on occasion 这个成语。Occasion 是指时机或机会，所以 on occasion 是指偶尔，当副词片语使用。例如 Sean goes to business trips on occasion but not very often。 Sean 偶尔会出差但不常常去。或者是 Diane visits her grandparents on occasion. Diane 偶尔会去探望她的爷爷奶奶。或者是 He only makes mistakes on occasion, but that's still not acceptable. 即使他只有偶尔犯错，但是这样还是不能够被接受的。最后我们看的是 long term 这个形容词。Term 是指期限，所以 long term 就是指长期的。例如 It seems that the cooperation of the two companies will be long term. 看来两家公司的合作会是长期的。或者是 The long term effect of the treatment remains unknown. 这个治疗的长期作用仍然是未知。And that concludes our language tips today. Goodbye and take care.
Pet Airways. Fans and critics. Pet Airways has won the love of pet owners. It has over 14,000 Facebook fans and 4,000 followers on Twitter. But the company also has critics. Some people view an airline for pets as silly. Others question whether it will succeed. Those who work for Pet Airways view their service as anything but silly.Pets deal with temperature extremes and air pressure changes when flying with cargo. Airlines may even lose pets on occasion. With one-way tickets starting at $149, Pet Airways provides a less frightening option. And pet owners have responded. The first 2 months of flights quickly sold out. Pet Airways is growing and plans to serve 25 U.S. cities within 3 years.Furthermore, the airline considers international travel a long-term goal. A dog named Ellie recently flew across America on Pet Airways.
when Ellie's owner came to pick her up, she ran to say goodbye to Captain Weisel. For Pet Airways, having happy and contented passengers is the company's greatest reward.
Some people think that an airline devoted to pet animals is silly and will never succeed, but so far, it's proven successful. And if this business model continues to be successful, I'm sure one day you'll be able to use Pet Airways to travel with your pet internationally, which means you'll have to get your dog or cat an updated passport. Friends, tomorrow we're continuing talking about travel, but I'll be discussing the remote, unfriendly, but very, very beautiful location of Antarctica. We hope you join us for that. And until that time, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have a great day.
听力课堂, 听class.com